This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are getting closer to passing a new law to address a rising death toll from fentanyl. The bill increases penalties for dealers and aims to force users into treatment. A much debated question is how to deal with people caught possessing the drug. As it stands, the bill makes it a felony to have more than 1 gram. The legislative session ends in less than a week. Denver's first black district attorney has died. Norm Early served for 10 years as the city's DA from 1983 to 1993. He headed diversity initiatives in the justice system and put a focus on crime victims and their families. He died yesterday after struggling with diabetes. Norm Early was 76. A rare butterfly found in southwest Colorado could get federal protection. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing classifying a subspecies of the silver spot butterfly as threatened. The agency says it's in danger of future extinction due in part to climate change. These butterflies stick out, with silvery white spots on the undersides of their large wings. Only 10 groups of populations have been found, and only in southwestern Colorado, eastern Utah, and northern New Mexico. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's two in a row for the Colorado Avalanche in their NHL playoff series. Game one was kind of a blowout at 7-2 against the Nashville Predators. Last night's win was a lot closer and decided in overtime.
To the inside, it's blocked. Back to Taves, and he scores. Dale McCarr wins it in overtime.
Final score 2-1. The Avs need two more wins against Nashville to advance in the playoffs. Game three is tomorrow in Tennessee. And for today, it's mostly sunny. Along the Front Range, Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs just above 80. It should be a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.